VOA News, I'm Michael Brown. Americans on Wednesday are marking the 18th anniversary of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks that killed almost 3,000 people in New York, Virginia, and Pennsylvania. 19 men affiliated with Al-Qaeda carried out the four hijackings. After the terrorist attacks, the United States created a terrorism screening database that collected the names of suspected and known terrorists so they could keep them from entering the country. Recently, a U.S. federal judge ruled the list is unconstitutional. VOA's Saba Shahan has the report.
The Department of Homeland Security's terrorist watch list is believed to contain over 1 million names of foreigners and American citizens. It does not prevent individuals from boarding flights, but can impose restrictions on their travel. A group of 23 Muslim Americans sued the government over the list in April 2019. Arguing they could not adequately challenge their inclusion in the list. This month, a federal court in its ruling declared the list unconstitutional. The judge's ruling means that both the defendants and the plaintiffs must propose changes to the database program. A final ruling is expected later this month. Saba Shahan, VOA News, Alexandria, Virginia.
U.S. authorities say nearly 300 people, the majority in Nigeria and here in the U.S., were arrested in an international law enforcement operation aimed at disrupting a multi-billion dollar internet scam. The U.S. Justice Department said the Nigerians allegedly used romance fraud and schemes targeting the elderly to steal millions of dollars from their victims in the United States and elsewhere before transferring the funds to Nigeria through an extensive money laundering network. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The Trump administration is denouncing U.S. media reports that it evacuated a high-level CIA spy out of Moscow after he revealed that President Vladimir Putin ordered Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. election in favor of Donald Trump. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has the story.
The New York Times, CNN, and others have reported that a former top Russian official and spy was spirited to the U.S. amid concerns he might be exposed because of media coverage of the Russian interference in the 2016 election. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo telling reporters,
suffice to say that the reporting there is factually wrong.
The Times reported that the man rose through the ranks of the Russian government and revealed that President Vladimir Putin personally ordered and orchestrated the effort to influence the campaign. The CIA blasted CNN's report as misguided speculation for citing an unnamed source saying the informant was removed because of the administration's alleged mishandling of classified information. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Britain is getting set for a general election likely to be held in November as the political crisis over the country's exit from the European Union deepens. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson suspended the British Parliament Tuesday, just weeks before the country is due to crash out of the European Union. Reuters' Chris Dignam has more on the story.
Johnson had wanted to hold a snap election in mid-October before a European Union summit on October 17th. And before the country is due to leave the EU on October 31st. Even after a law was passed on Monday demanding Britain seek one from the EU, unless he can strike a divorce deal. Opposition Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn said the party was eager for an election, but would not support Johnson's move to hold one until it was certain a delay to Brexit had been secured. Parliament is now due to be suspended until October 14th.
That was Chris Dignam reporting. Health officials across the U.S. are urging people to stop vaping until there is enough answers about hundreds of cases of lung injuries. The AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
Federal health officials are linking about half a dozen deaths and 450 cases of lung injury with the use of vaping devices. Houston's health authority, Dr. David Peirce, says they've had several teens hospitalized.
It needs to be thought of as an injury to the lungs caused by something in the vaping. It is not an infection. It does not respond to antibiotics.
He says this is something new and it's serious.
Parents, you need to look out for your kids, find out what they're doing, educate them that this is dangerous.
Researchers are looking for the cause and in the meantime, urging prevention. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And for more news, join us at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
It's VOA. one. All